From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Find out how spending a day enjoying succulent seafood can help to save the lives of numerous children. This is Sharing the Love. Stay with us. Come Ash Wednesday, March 5, all roads lead to Catherine Hall, Montego Bay for the second staging of the Rainforest Seafood Festival. The proceeds from the event will go to the We Care for Cornwall Regional Hospital Foundation. We Care for Cornwall Regional Hospital is a non-profit philanthropic organization dedicated to remedying the regional hospital's dire need for additional manpower, basic healthcare equipment, and infrastructural upgrades.
In 2013 was the inaugural year for the Rainforest Seafood Festival. We thought it was an ambitious project to take on as a company, and we conceptualized the idea of giving back to our own in a whatever meaningful way we could. Through the We Care for Cornwall Regional Foundation, we have been able to assist this charity.
General Manager at Rainforest Seafoods, Ernest Grant. Last year's staging of the festival raised $6 million to facilitate the upgrade of the pediatric ward at the Cornwall Regional Hospital through life-saving equipment, diagnostic units, and vital sign monitors. General Manager at Rainforest Seafoods, Ernest Grant, says this year's goal is to double the funds raised last year.
We are proud to say that we have retained all the vendors from last year, and patrons will have the very best in seafood offerings to eat.
And there will be interactive cooking demonstrations for persons interested in learning food preparation skills. This year's event will run from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The activities scheduled for the first segment are designed for the entire family,
where we'll feature a day of fun-filled family activities. There'll be a special Kids Village sponsored by National Bakery. And this will include rides, clowns, photo booths, and non-stop entertainment for the little ones.
And after a long day of indulging in a variety of seafood dishes, it will be time for adults to dance the night away during the stage show segment, featuring some of Jamaica's favorite reggae, oldies, and gospel artists.
On the lineup for the event on the night, we'll include Taros Riley, iOctane, Conscience, Busy Signal, John Holt, Kevin Downswell, and Etana.
General Manager at Rainforest Seafood, Ernest Grant. Junior Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks-Abrahams, says the festival is an indication of public-private partnership for the benefit of Jamaicans.
Through these efforts, the hospital will be able to provide better care for mothers, babies, young children, visitors, and the elderly.
So on Ash Wednesday, March 5, head down to Montego Bay for the second staging of the Rainforest Seafood Festival and know that through your patronage, you're helping to get much-needed equipment for the Cornwall Regional Hospital. But if you can't make it to the festival, you can still make a contribution to the We Care for Cornwall Regional Foundation. To find out how, visit sandalsfoundation.org. We Care for Cornwall was launched in 2011 by a group of Montego Bay business operators to raise funds for the hospital. Since then, it has raised over $23 million to upgrade the pediatric ward.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. Anne and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the St. Anne's Bay Tax Office on February 24 and 25 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.